Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. So David has refused to even tell me off the air.
I'm not telling you. Stop trying.
You want to trigger me, and you're looking for that honest react.
Well, it's not that big of a deal, but in reference to, or I guess in what we had a conversation yesterday about Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks and Pro Bowl, what it means to make the Pro Bowl.
I saw this one already.
Okay, you did. Well,
Tyler Huntley is going to the Super Bowl, or going to the Pro Bowl in place of
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley is a Pro Bowl quarterback. Yeah. He's going to tell his agent. His agent's going to tell the world. He can go home and tell his family. Tyler Huntley, back up to Lamar Jackson, is a Pro Bowl quarterback forever.
No.
Yes, he is.
Well, he is now. But no, he's not.
Okay, two ways to look at this.
Okay, he's going to play tag football.
It doesn't matter what he plays.
He'll be the star of the show.
It's the designation that matters.
Yeah.
Because now when you go into negotiate that next contract, when you go into free agency or whatever the case may be, you are a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback.
No, you're not. You're just a guy that was named to the Pro Bowl because someone dropped out. I mean, how many guys they go through before they got to
a lot,
just, a lot. See what I'm saying? I think it's unfortunate that we're now going to, and I think Olin was on this story. Olin Krutz was talking about this like years ago. And this is now we've reached kind of, he's right. The Pro Bowl designation is if you got voted in on the first ballot, period, end of story.
This is absurd. Tyler Huntley
is not a
threw for 658 yards, two touchdowns, and three interceptions. He made three starts. This is absurd. If you're going to have a Pro Bowl team, you cannot dilute it to this extent.
They've run out of players. Man. Yeah.
Kenny Pickett's crying in Pittsburgh. Like, what the heck?
Okay, so we have a texter who wants me to know that he would rather question everything than believe everything he's being told.
What is that in reference to?
It must be in reference to the conspiracy theory,
please.
Or the general conspiracy theories. Dustin, is that what it is? Because Dustin is a conspiracy.
Is that Dustin's text theory. Number?
Is that why you
cell
texted
number?
Me? That's got to be from Dustin. You think that...
No, I didn't text him.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's good.
Texted in when I've tried to emphasize a point.
There's neither bringing it to our attention. A right way, it's not black or white. There's a lot of gray. Find it. You don't have to question everything, and you don't have to believe everything.
Thank you.
Case by case, point by point, conspiracy theory by conspiracy theory.
I am willing to put my reputation, whatever that is, on the line to let you know that there is no giant fraud being perpetrated by the NFL. There's not a conspiracy to have these two teams in the
Why
Super
would
Bowl.
There be?
Well, it doesn't make an ounce
now,
of sense.
In all fairness, okay. Why would there be?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. And again, I'm not supporting, I'm answering a question. When David said, why would there be?
It was a rhetorical question.
Because Patrick Mahomes is good for the NFL.
Dustin,
he's better.
Go. I'll stop you there because it's ridiculous to go.
He's not good for the NFL?
He is good for the NFL, but you're going to say that he's better for him to be in the Super Bowl. People are going to watch the Super Bowl, whether Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback or Joe Burrow.
I'm not saying they're not going to watch, but more people, I would say more people are going. Here's a perfect example. My daughter asked for, last year from Santa, a Patrick Mahomes jersey 2 years ago.
Okay.
So she's never asked for a Joe Burrow jersey. She's really busy on the weekends, but like she was wondering which game was being played first, the one with the other team or the one with Patrick Mahomes. And I said, well, the second game on Sunday is the one with Patrick Mahomes. She said, oh, good, because I'll be home. And she wore her Patrick Mahomes jersey while we actually all watched the game as a family. And the reason we did is because Patrick Mahomes was in the game. But that's not what I'm saying the fix is in. But where I think there is an advantage is it goes back to the human element in the refs. I believe that the home field advantage can push the buttons of some referees and the oohing and aahing and what's
that
on the video board. I'm agreeing with you.
I'm emphasizing
the point. I'm not saying that this is a brand new concept, but I'm trying to answer why people would say that.
So bad.
Yeah. It could be influenced by the whole, and I think that happens in baseball. I think it happens in basketball. I think it happens. I don't know enough about hockey. David, you can answer that if the home ice and the crowd has ever affected an NHL referee, but that's why. But no, I don't think the refs are saying they didn't get a call from New York. There's not a secret burner phone account or a Twitch channel or a Slack channel that the NFL owners, Roger, and the NFL officials have that are fixing games. No,
and Joe Biden.
They're not.
So she was sitting next to Roger. You know, that figure that was in. I mean, it's a government conspiracy now that it was.
I mean, you brought up
the government.
No,
I'm being facetious.
But Dustin, I mean, here's the thing. Like, and I think David's absolutely spot on. There are so many. Gambling is now legal. There are so many people investing in these games.
This helps. As much as people don't like it, this does, from that standpoint, help it.
Help what?
Help police any kind of
misconceptions. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Misconceptions.
I thought Mike Florio handled that very well. They're too incompetent to have a conspiracy. It's true.
It's not that hard to believe either. I mean, everything you look at now, it's wise to question, but I think there's a limit to how much you want to question it. My question is, how are these officials meeting the standard to be put out there in games of this magnitude if they have reviews that can't be showing that they're making the right decisions consistently?
If I were a Bengals fan, okay, if the Bears had been playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and some of the things that happened to the Bengals happened to the Bears, okay, imagine how we would feel about the referees and that they wanted Patrick Mahomes to win a Super Bowl.
That's a leap you can't make.
Well, sure, you can.
It's not logical.
Why is it not logical?
It's logical
fans
to think.
Fans would feel that
hold
way,
on.
David.
It's logical to think the referees stink and they're incompetent because they have proof of that. It, to me, is a bridge too far to say they wanted a certain team to win a game because it makes a better matchup or it's better for the league. That, to me, makes no sense and is based on no fact. Nothing at all.
Can I say one more thing?
Please.
Sure.
As an example, Tom Brady, we'll have the sound tomorrow or later on, but we don't have it right this second. Tom Brady on his podcast with Jim Gray, we've had some fun with some of that sound, you know, throughout the course of the season, said yesterday, there is holding on every single play in the NFL. We all know that. That's not breaking news. But when the holding is called, is at the discretion of the referees. And I'm trying to give the side of the people that are behind conspiracy theories. That's what they're pointing at. Like, you could have, there wasn't not one, there were three holds on the play when Patrick Mahomes got the yardage and then the additional 15 yardage that put them in a position to win that game. They could have easily. There was also a block in the back. If you think Rocket Ishmael's touchdown against Colorado, there was a block in the back. There was a much more blatant block in the back that set up Kansas City in that particular game to get. So I'm just saying those are the things that fans get into. That's why this is out there. It's referee issues.
Okay, so here,
I don't even like to give the argument this much time.
I know. Ridiculous. It's absurd.
I think it's ridiculous.
But I do think that you know, there is a new form of AI out there called ChatGPT. I don't know if you've seen this or not. It's becoming a major problem for colleges because you can go, you can use this AI to write a paper. You can give a subject and get a paper back that is like well-written, quality information, and you could hand that in. Now, I would imagine that they'll be able eventually to figure out what you're doing. But right now, you can do this. Apparently, this AI has learned enough to like pass and get a medical degree. That's how quickly this is taking over understanding things. Certainly, you could do like an eye in the sky type of thing and use that sort of information to be able to improve officiating. I think you need a human element to it. And I think the argument would be about training guys full time or trying to figure out a way. You'd have to pay a ton of money.
Whatever the case may be, whatever the example it is,
right.
You're right into point to the advances in technology have put us to the point, or brought us to this point where you have to demand the league take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Every opportunity that you have to improve the quality of the way the games are called, you have too many, the stakes are too high. Too many people are invested, not just in terms of time and emotional interests, but money. This is the first Super Bowl that's going to take place with a sports book on its premises, okay? That's how far we have come from the days of having to separate church and state with don't talk about gambling, don't associate with gambling because it's separate from the NFL and the league. Now they're having a Super Bowl within walking distance of a sports book.
Right.
Look at Wrigley Field.
Right.
Look around everywhere.
Right.
It's pervasive.
Right.
So when the stakes are that high and you are inviting this into your league, you have an obligation and a responsibility to take advantage of everything, every resource you possibly can.
And the whole idea of an injury report, that was all done to make sure that various gamblers, whatever, weren't coming into the facility, to the team, to the friends of the players, and getting information that wasn't out to the whole public. So, you know, the last thing the NFL wants to do is reveal any information on injuries, but they have done that in order to try to preserve any kind of gambling influence on these games and on and special information and teams people outside the team digging in to people around different players to get more information.
It's a stab at transparency.
Yes, it is.
And you need that in order to try to keep things as free of corruption as possible. It's not going to be a perfect system. You're going to have things that happen that are probably, you know, circumvent the process. But I think it was Andrew Brandt that talked about this, is that, you know, if you have full-time officials, what do they do for 6 months out of the year?
That's the riddle that no one can figure out.
Is the USL, USFL a possibility?
You'd be like a school teacher,
yeah.
But how do you pay a guy, you know, $400,000 a year to keep him out of his whatever business he has, to keep him committed only to football? And what do you do with him in the offseason? It's too much money. They've never figured it out because there aren't enough games to.
So if you're not going to go that far, I think then it even just underscores how much it's necessary to improve the technologies to take some of the stuff out of the human hands. You know, you have in baseball, we're having, you know, electronic strike zones and everything else to increase the efficiency of each game the way it is called. In football, you need the same types of things. There should never be a game that's delayed as it was the other day because the chain gang has a malfunction with the archaic, you know, chains that are 10 yards apart and they have to move them. How does that happen in 2023?
The chain broke, right?
How does that happen?
I have no idea.
You know,
you would think that you'd have that figured out at least.
You shouldn't worry.
Or
you shouldn't have to wonder, you need a measurement on this. No, there should be some sort of chip in the ball.
There is a chip in the ball. That's how you know a guy's running 25 miles an hour or whatever the hell.
Well, then make it so if you can tell Justin Fields is running 21 miles per hour, then you should be able to know if he crossed the plane of the goal line on a quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
We have too much technology to be this dependent on human error, because humans are erring at a record pace in the NFL in terms of officials.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I said this to you on Monday that I never thought I'd say this, but after watching how poorly officiated those games were, I thought, you know, maybe it's not a bad idea to go to a neutral site, because clearly,
great observation.
There was some influence on those. They just made so many dumb calls that it's almost like the crowd got to them.
But let me ask you this: so has that changed? Did you feel why do you think it's more prevalent now than it was 10 years ago?
Well, you know, what's changed is it's probably not more prevalent. I think that the gambling is legal, that we have a nation full of people with weird conspiracy theories, elections don't matter, enough that never took place, you know, whatever.
Facts are optional.
Facts are, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I think that combination has led to this point where we got to do something about it.
I think that's a good answer. That's exactly the answer. It's because 10 years ago, this wasn't as discussed after a game and after a day like Sunday, because there weren't as many people invested for gambling. There weren't many people questioning everything. Maybe there wasn't as much scrutiny about everything that happens in the public eye. Whatever the case may be, you're probably right. And I think it's more likely to happen than not to happen, this neutral site movement, because of what Mike Florio described too. You're going to have like basically the equivalent of a college football playoff semifinal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, there is no doubt about it. It's just getting to a point. And I thought the great point that Andrew Brandt made is they can make money on it, and their business is making money, and they want to make more money. And now you can have three Super Bowls, two mini Super Bowls and a big Super Bowl. I think he's right. I think that it's now inevitable. And I'm not saying that, this is anything other than people just sort of responding to what they're seeing. But at the same point, I think the NFL, they threw out, hey, well, we'll do a neutral site. I'm not saying they did it just for that reason, but maybe the 50,000 tickets sold. Oh, look at this. This could work. This could work. We could do this. We could make this a thing. And if there's more money to be made, that's what they want to do.
I don't think the NFL could offer anything in the way of a – or stage an event that would be ignored. Not in the way today's society reacts to football, because we have a country addicted to football. It is the most popular sport,
yes,
by a wide margin, I think. And so you look at that doesn't really surprise me that they sold 50,000 tickets for a game that never kicked off.
Is that unbelievable, though?
But
it kind of is crazy.
Crazy.
And that was in Atlanta. Would it have sold in Chicago? I think so. I think it would sell anywhere, right?
I think the initial attraction also, just to guard against those games that people might not go to because of the weather conditions, you would want to initially have it indoors in a warm weather site, or a warm weather site, like a bowl game, This would be a bowl game in essence.
Okay, we got to get to the phone line. I got a buddy who just texted me and said that now people are talking about the NFL like it's High Line. You ever go to that thing, Dustin? You ever go down to Miami? Come on.
I've been to Miami. I've never seen High Line.
Oh, High Line is hysterical, because it's like you go there and you can bet on the sport, only some guy pulls a hammy and he limps off or something. Then he's perfectly fine for the next round.
I just remember being part of the Open of Miami Vice.
Yeah. 312-644-6767. We'll start with Marco. He's in North Riverside. Hey, Marco.
Hey, guys. So much stuff there. I called about the QB2 roster spot. But, I mean, that neutral site thing is a good idea until you decide to have it in Indianapolis and the teams that are playing are, like, let's say the Ravens, and now all of a sudden it's going to be full of Colt fans that are going to be cheering against the Ravens, and now it's like a home game for whoever else it is. It's a good idea on paper, but I think in execution it's going to be bad. My big point, though, is the QB2 spot, and it's funny that that guy goes to the Pro Bowl. Tyler Huntley's going to go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I just feel like teams don't put enough emphasis on that QB2 roster spot on game day. Look at the huge drop-off you're going to get if you go from Fields to Peterman. Are the Bills going to be the same team with Case Keenum? And is it because you always have two running backs. You always have several wide receivers. Even the tight ends, you're going to have somebody that's going to complement the starter. Why do teams consistently not be prepared?
I think, honestly, that's a simple answer. There Good just call. Aren't enough quarterbacks.
There's
it's
not
simple
enough.
As that.
It's supply and demand.
That's what it is.
And I think the 49ers would agree with Marco because had they thought it through, they might have thought, well, do we really want to go in the NFC Championship game with Josh Johnson one snap away leading us?
But they were completely covered, right? They had Trey Lance and they had Jimmy G. They had a guy that had taken them to the Super Bowl as a backup.
And the one in waiting.
And they came up with this plan where they got him back for the year. In order to do so, they allowed him to leave without any kind of, you can go
and
be
And by the way,
agent.
Peterman was not the Bears' backup by design. That was Trevor Siemian.
So yes,
he got hurt, so he wasn't in a position. The last thing on the neutral site, I don't think that in the example he cited, you would get a lot of Indianapolis Colts fans going to that game. I think that you're not going to get a lot of locals. I think you're going to get out-of-towners. Like, if there was a neutral site game in Chicago.
Oh, hey, if the Bears made a championship game but they had to play in Pittsburgh, half of Chicago would wind up in Pittsburgh. That's what you're after.
You're not, and let's say if there was a neutral site game at Soldier Field between the Buccaneers and the Eagles. How many Chicagoans would go?
Let me tell you something. Whatever team is playing here, their fans could get a cheap airfare to Chicago.
Yes.
They could get a hotel room without a problem, and they'd be in one of the greatest cities
but
in the world.
But that's why there's 50,000 seats that are sold and tickets, not because of the locals are so enthused about going to see another football game.
David, you know, the draft used to be in New York. Now they move it around. They get a big draw. I mean, the NFL is looking to figure out ways to tap into everything they do.
Kansas City this year.
312-644-6767. We'll be back with your calls. Mully and Haw on the Score. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. So we've got breaking news. Is it breaking news?
Well, it is technically breaking news because Dexter Fowler made it official. He is retiring from baseball. Mr.
Yeah.
You go, we go, all gone.
Yeah. He didn't play last year.
His last at-bat came in April 9th of the 2021 season.
With the Angels. But he sent out a picture of him in a Cubs uniform, a picture of himself in a Cubs uniform.
Of course, that's his legacy.
And says, you know, he's retiring.
That's his legacy.
But didn't the league retire him a year ago?
Yes, yes. Technically,
I mean, God bless him. I love Dexter Fowler. He was the MVP of that team that won the Super Bowl. Or excuse me, the World Series.
Probably spent last year trying to get back into it, wondering if he would stay healthy enough, wondering if he could get into a situation where a team would want to take a flyer on him, and this winter reality set in, and he had to walk away. Dexter Fowler definitely goes down as a Cub. I don't want to say he's not a Cub legend.
Yes, he is. He was the MVP in Dustin's mind of that World Series season. Remember, Dustin had separated the idea of the actual league MVP from the Cubs MVP.
He was a big part of a legendary season.
Yes. So, and he came back and he was –
that's why he should go out.
Remember the introduction where he shows up? I'm glad
his announcement should be in a Cub uniform.
Yes.
So good for Dexter Fowler. Hope he finds his way into a broadcast booth or wherever he wants to go because he's a very good interview.
Cubs legend.
Great charisma.
312-644-6767. We've got a lot of people want to check in. We'll go to Dean. Dean has waited patiently in DeKalb. Hey, Dean.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. I got a comment and a question. The comment was you guys are talking about measurement and the chains. I wonder if they'd ever go to a laser like they use in construction, you know, for measurements.
Right.
And leveling and that, maybe that would work for them. And then my ultimate question is the spotting of the football on a tackle, is it the ball? Is it the knee? Is it the hand? Dave, you used to play. How does that work?
It's a great question because I think it's open for interpretation.
Yeah.
It should be the knee. It should be where your knee goes down, that's where you're down.
Or your arse or wherever
you go wherever. Down. Whatever goes down first. Whatever hits the ground with a thud first.
Definitely the knee if the ball hasn't crossed.
But if your knee goes down and you extend the ball, I don't get why.
You got to extend the ball before your knee goes down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't see it called that way, Molly.
No, you're
right. You should see it consistently called where the knee goes down, where your butt goes down. That's where you go down, and the ball should be spotted. What you see is that this extension and this – and you know what also drives me crazy? Forward progress. Forward progress. Give me a break. You catch the ball and you get knocked back 5 yards, but they put it back 4.5 yards where you were supposed to be when you landed? No.
My favorite is when a guy like catches a pass and he runs backwards out of bounds to stop the clock. And they keep the clock running
because
he went backwards. Are you kidding me?
I hate seeing the arm swinging.
Yeah. He's got to dive forward. You got to have – I mean, it drives me nuts. Luca is in Fulton Market. Hey, Luca.
Hey, guys. Good to listen to you guys every morning. Just wanted to correct really quick on the technology of what the NFL is using. And they've been using this for years now. You see it on the Twitter account, Next Gen Stats.
Yes.
The hashtag. I used to work at Zebra Technologies over in Lincolnshire.
Oh.
So each player has a nickel-sized sensor in their shoulder pads. Each field is wired already, and they've also got the practice fields wired. So you can actually see where the players are in real time, get their velocity, their speed, all of the distance that they ran in a game per quarter. They break it down in so many different ways. They actually have an analytics company breaking down all this data because they can see it all. A few years back, they actually wired the ball also. So the ball is wired, but they're not using that publicly. But they could actually tell you exactly where the ball is at any time on the field, and it doesn't break the plane of the goal line also. So the technology is there. NCAA was actually getting into this. That was our next big customer. But the NFL wanted the data for free from the NCAA, and the NCAA was like, no, you got to pay us if you want this data. But that would totally change the draft, the scouting, everything, because you would actually be able to see the entire NCAA speed, distance, progress, injuries, all of that based on all this data.
Wow, that I mean, so the
phone call.
So wait a minute. The team gets this report on every player in every game. If you have this information, I mean, you'd learn a lot about your team. And if you had it for college, you'd learn a ton.
You'd learn a ton. Imagine having
– That's a great
You'd
call.
Have to hire somebody
Thank
to
you,
interpret
Luca.
The data. You'd have to hire – you'd have to add some people to your staff. Yeah, I did not realize
that.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. I mean, that is invaluable information. You would – I mean, if you get these reports broken down and you could figure out how to – you know, how – See, we always talk about that time speed versus football speed, et cetera. Wouldn't that be invaluable information?
It would be. And it would the use of technology could eliminate so many things that we are just so accustomed to seeing on a regular basis during a football game. And a couple of texters have pointed this out. You do get a kick out of seeing the chain gang trying to catch up with the action and being moved to come on, and they're sprinting down there, and the ball spotter's sprinting down there, and all that stuff is fun and part of the process, but it's all unnecessary. It really doesn't have to be.
I love when they call out the chains. It's so football.
And then the drama that builds, and this should be they set the music. They stretch it out, and there's this much.
Oh, yeah, and then they turn and they give you that. Yeah, you know, there's just a quarter of an inch.
And then they go to the camera goes straight to the quarterback. Let's go. You know that's all part of it.
It's part of the TV show, man.
And it is a TV show. As long as it fits in 3 hours, everyone's happy, including Bigsy.
All right. 312-644-6767. Kevin's in Palatine. Hey, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, bud.
Hey, David. No, not mean to pick on you twice in 1 week, but if we are going to sit and we're going to turn Scott Posobiec's seat gold over at the rate for one home run in the World Series, then you bet your rear end that Dexter Fowler is absolutely with that beautiful home run and then that twirl. Are you kidding?
The twirl
at home plate, the leadoff,
Kevin.
Leadoff a World Series, set the tone. Come on, David. He is an absolute hero. No paying for any drinks for him.
So okay. Did you say he's not a World Series hero?
I question whether or not he should be a Cub legend.
Okay.
The twirl did it for me, though, Kevin. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think maybe upon further review, maybe after I look at my replay, the twirl would do it for Dexter Fowler, Cub legend.
I got to tell you, I mean, there's many things I like about you. But your open-mindedness to have a guy like Kevin just mention the twirl and now you're on board. That is awesome.
Well, I had to think about it twice.
That's good, though.
You know, first thing,
that's good.
I'm just thinking about this. When Dexter Fowler takes his rightful seat in the Marquee Sports Network studio and they identify him, it's going to be Dexter Fowler, Cubs legend.
Yeah. World Series hero. I mean, he's a World Series hero. And therefore a Cubs legend, because how many World Series heroes have they had?
See, one in the same.
Yes.
If you are a World Series hero, therefore you are a Cub legend. Thank you, Kevin, setting me straight yet again, twice in 1 week, and it's only Tuesday. Wow. It's Tuesday. Oh, Kevin called yesterday to set me straight about something. I can't remember what.
Yeah. See.
It could be anything.
But at least he does that for you. That's great, David. No, I mean that sincerely. That is very good of you to take it. You know, you're a reasonable man. You think about things and you can evolve your thinking.
Thank you. Of course,
am much more of a rockhead South Side guy that can't really do
that. Oh, sure. You're just the one over there introducing artificial intelligence.
Oh, boy, that was awesome. We got a text from a guy who said you're talking about conspiracy theories, and you mentioned AI.
Yeah.
Let's talk conspiracy.
That's a real traditional thought there.
So beautiful. Yeah.
Where did that one come from?
God bless
you. Also very, very good point. Last thing I want to point out about this neutral site idea. We talked about it during the break, and it is kind of tying our two big NFL thoughts together today. The league gets a cut of every hotel bill.
That is deal with the hotels.
Related to the Super Bowl, or in this case, a neutral site conference championship game. Why not take those monies, that revenue, and put it into a pool to pay officials full time?
That's an excellent idea. You've solved a couple problems at once, but I think they want to pocket that money. Let me tell you something. I just got a text from a friend of mine during the last break. That the league really wants to do this. The league really wants to get those championship. They've had these conversations at the highest level, and it is they want to tap into that market. They want to get that done because it would be a great revenue source. Another way for the NFL to make money.
If they identify a potential revenue stream, you know they're going to do everything to widen it.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
This could be closer to reality than maybe even we realize. I think, and going back to the way this conversation started yesterday, 50,000 tickets sold in Atlanta for a game that never kicked off gave them the impetus to think, wow.
Look what we're sitting on
this
here.
This is
you know
gold mine.
And if they do that, maybe they'd be better off, you know, donating that money to the Damar Hamlin, that fund, you know, getting toys for kids or whatever it is. Than giving it to just the officials for full-time service because, frankly, that's where they got the idea, right? Isn't that kind of what they tapped into, that this horrible thing occurred, and so they didn't want to be unfair, so they came up with the idea that if Buffalo wins, they're going to play. And you know what? I wonder if Buffalo had gotten through that game if Kansas City was in a position to win at a neutral site. It's very interesting.
Those are great hypotheticals, and I do like the idea of whether it's Damar Hamlin's charity or some other charitable arm to take that revenue and to put it toward good causes, plural.
Instead of, you know, multiple owners.
Right.
They're
rich enough.
The billionaire club. Yeah. All right. Very good. We've got Dan and Lawrence. We're going to bring them in, and we'll talk to them next. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.